So let's talk, we mentioned nivolumab. Tim, can you comment about what we've seen with HCC with nivolumab?
So again, nivolumab was really the first study that came out showing a benefit of, in this case, nivolumab as anti-PD-1 in HCC. And this was an earlier study, so we were still a little bit more hesitant to actually use this drug in patients with viral hepatitis. So it was a little bit more complicated. There were patients initially post-sorafenib. Then the question was, can we include patients with hepatitis infected, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, et cetera? There was a question, would this lead actually to a flare of the hepatitis? And there were actually also some treatment-naive patients in this mix. To make a long story short, what the study really shows, again, the response rate, somewhere in that range that we have seen for pembrolizumab, there are some complete responses. And, you know, as mentioned before, the interesting thing is there seems to be the patients that they do respond for such a long time. And, you know, let me just allow for 1 second and echo what Ghassan just said about the biopsies. Previously, we talked about patients with AFP and say that this is now a marker that we actually can use to identify patients responding to a TKI. But the reality is this is really poor medicine that we really do, that we have to depend on AFP. And one of the reasons why we probably don't know good markers in HCC is that this is a disease, the only solid tumor that we can diagnose without a biopsy. And if we want to get more patients responding to this treatment and better understand this, we do need the biopsies.